Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5MinuteHistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5MinuteHistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 75, The History of the United States. The history of the United States is a vast and complex narrative, shaped by indigenous cultures, European colonization, revolution, expansion, and global influence. Long before European settlers arrived, North America was inhabited by diverse Native American societies, each with distinct languages, traditions, and ways of life. These indigenous communities had established thriving civilizations, engaging in agriculture, trade, and governance. However, the arrival of European explorers in the late 15th and early 16th centuries marked the beginning of profound changes that would reshape the continent. The first significant European settlement in what would become the United States was established by the Spanish in St. Augustine, Florida, in 1565. The English, however, would play the most crucial role in shaping the early American colonies. In 1607, the Virginia Company founded Jamestown, the first permanent English settlement in North America. The early years were fraught with hardship as settlers struggled with disease, food shortages, and conflicts with indigenous peoples. Over time, tobacco cultivation helped Jamestown prosper, leading to the expansion of English settlements along the eastern seaboard. The Pilgrims, seeking religious freedom, arrived in 1620 aboard the Mayflower, establishing the Plymouth Colony in present-day Massachusetts. Their arrival set the stage for further waves of European migration, including the Puritans, who founded the Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1630. As more settlers arrived, 13 British colonies were established along the Atlantic coast, each developing unique economic, social, and political systems. The southern colonies relied heavily on plantation agriculture, using enslaved labor to cultivate crops like tobacco and cotton. The northern colonies, in contrast, developed more diverse economies based on trade, fishing, and small-scale farming. Tensions between the American colonies and Britain escalated throughout the 18th century, driven by issues of taxation, governance, and representation. The British government imposed taxes on the colonies without their consent, sparking widespread opposition. Events such as the Boston Massacre in 1770 and the Boston Tea Party in 1773 heightened hostilities. In 1775, armed conflict erupted between colonial militias and British forces, marking the beginning of the American Revolution. The following year, on July 4, 1776, the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence, authored primarily by Thomas Jefferson, proclaiming the colony's right to self-rule. The Revolutionary War lasted until 1783, when the Treaty of Paris was signed, officially recognizing the independence of the United States. The new nation faced immense challenges in forming a stable government. The Articles of Confederation, adopted in 1781, proved ineffective in uniting the states, leading to the drafting of the United States Constitution in 1787. The Constitution established a federal system with a strong central government while preserving the rights of individual states. In 1789, George Washington was inaugurated as the first President of the United States, setting important precedents for the young republic. The 19th century was marked by territorial expansion, economic growth, and internal conflict. The Louisiana Purchase in 1803, negotiated by President Thomas Jefferson, doubled the size of the country. The concept of manifest destiny encouraged further expansion westward, leading to conflicts with Native American tribes and wars with foreign powers. The Mexican-American War, 1846 to 1848, resulted in the United States acquiring vast territories in the Southwest, including present-day California, Arizona, and Texas. The issue of slavery became increasingly divisive as the nation expanded. The northern states, where slavery had been largely abolished, clashed with the southern states, which relied on enslaved labor for their agricultural economy. The abolitionist movement gained momentum, with figures like Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman advocating for the end of slavery. The election of Abraham Lincoln in 1860, who opposed the spread of slavery, led to the secession of 11 southern states and the outbreak of the American Civil War in 1861. The Civil War, fought between the Union, North, and the Confederacy, South, was the deadliest conflict in American history. It ended in 1865 with the defeat of the Confederacy and the abolition of slavery through the 13th Amendment. The Reconstruction era followed, attempting to rebuild the South and integrate formerly enslaved people into society. However, resistance to these efforts resulted in the rise of segregationist policies and racial discrimination that persisted for decades. By the late 19th and early 20th centuries, the United States emerged as an industrial and economic powerhouse. Rapid industrialization led to urban growth, immigration, and technological innovation. However, labor unrest and economic inequality also became pressing issues. The country expanded its global influence, engaging in the Spanish-American War in 1898, which resulted in the acquisition of overseas territories such as Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines. The United States played a crucial role in both World War I and World War II. Initially neutral in World War I, it entered the conflict in 1917, contributing to the defeat of Germany and its allies. After the war, the country experienced economic prosperity during the Roaring Twenties, followed by the Great Depression in the 1930s, which brought widespread economic hardship. President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal policies aimed to alleviate the crisis through government intervention and social reforms. World War II saw the United States emerge as a global superpower. After the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, the country entered the war, playing a decisive role in defeating Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. The post-war period was marked by economic growth, technological advancement, and the beginning of the Cold War with the Soviet Union. The space race, the civil rights movement, and conflicts in Korea and Vietnam defined the mid-20th century, as the United States sought to assert its influence on the global stage. The latter half of the 20th century and the early 21st century witnessed significant social and political changes. The civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s, led by figures such as Martin Luther King Jr., resulted in landmark legislation aimed at ending racial discrimination. The country experienced periods of economic prosperity and crisis, including the financial downturn of 2008. In recent years, the United States has continued to grapple with domestic and international challenges, including political polarization, technological change, and its role in global affairs. Today, the United States remains one of the most influential nations in the world, with a complex and evolving history that continues to shape its identity. From its revolutionary beginnings to its current status as a global leader, the country's past is marked by triumphs, struggles, and the constant pursuit of progress. The story of the United States is far from over, as it continues to navigate the challenges and opportunities of the modern era. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.